Giants will get sent for the boys' game between Hastings High and Adams Central. We just spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech and coach exciting win over Grand Island Northwest a week ago, and then came back the following night and lost to Gothenburg. Talk about the two outings last week.
Well, I thought Northwest, I thought we had a great start to the game, and I thought our kids were really focused, and I thought they did a really good job of making plays down the stretch, and I was really proud of their effort and more so their intensity. I thought we had great energy from our bench players and our bench personnel. We had good adjustments at halftime, and it just seemed like, you know, as a unit from coaches to our last player, we were really dialed in. And then, you know, Saturday we tried to kind of do the best we could on Friday, just, you know, let kids know about traps and, you know, not letting your intensity level down. And, you know, I don't know how many people not connected to our basketball program asked me after the game what happened, why are we so flat and lethargic and those kinds of things. So, you know, you could tell kind of from about the opening minutes of play on Saturday against Gothenburg, we just weren't quite the same team. And, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, what you've done or how many games, you know, you feel you've won in a row. When you're a team like us, you can't afford to take a night off, and that's exactly what happened to us.
So maybe just consistency right now is the big problem for you.
And it has been, you know, and it's been, you know, we really got exposed Friday night against Northwest with our lack of interior presence, I guess you would, defensively, because we really got beat up on the interior. But we made enough perimeter shots, and, you know, the last couple of minutes of the game, we made enough plays to kind of overcome that. But Saturday was just, it was a little bit more of the same. We didn't do a very good job of rotating. Our help side wasn't great. And again, it was just about a half step slow on all the rotations that we needed to make to be successful, and we just couldn't get those plays made.
Now it's on to Adams Central, a rare Tuesday night game, although you got several on the schedule coming up here. You come back and play a very good Adams Central team here tonight.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and it's obviously a very big rivalry, and I think we've got a great cause going tonight with both teams wearing purple shirts for our warm-ups and, you know, hope to help raise a little bit more money to fight cancer and do all some of those kinds of things. But on the court, it's going to be an entirely different game than what we've done the last two. Not nearly as much size on the interior, a lot more athleticism on the interior and on the perimeter. You know, a team that can really, really shoot it. And our biggest thing the last two games is we were almost putting a foot in the paint saying, come on and beat us from the perimeter. And tonight we're really going to have to get out and take passing lanes away and really get out and deny the ball and take quick shots away and be there on the catch. And with only a couple days of preparation via film and on one day on the floor, it's, you know, that's going to be our biggest challenge.
This is your first Hastings High Adams Central rivalry game, so to speak. You've been involved with big rivalry games on the college level. It just kind of adds something, doesn't it, when you play a rival team to have more pep in their little step?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've had a lot of, you know, well wishes and some not so well wishes throughout the last couple of days. And, you know, and I think it is, you know, when you've got a crosstown rivalry, that's just that little added incentive. And I think, you know, Adams Central will clearly will have their attention because Hastings did beat them a year ago at their place and apparently stormed the court, if you will. And that's kind of a big no-no in the realm of athletics. You know, it's one thing to do it on your own court, but you probably better be able to do some damage if you're going to do that consistently on an opponent's court. So I think they're probably not going to have a lot of emotion needed on their locker room to come out and be ready for this one.
Coach, what impressed you most about the ACs getting ready here?
Well, I think it's just their guard play. Not that I don't want to negate the Lindblad boys on the interior, but, boy, their guards really can keep you spread with their ability to shoot the basketball. And I think, you know, Bolin, first and foremost, is a kid that we're going to have to contend with for quite a few years to come. But all their guards are young. You know, they're a young team. They've only got a few sophomores that don't play prominent scoring roles, if you will. Still have the ability to beat you on a lot of different levels. But their guards are really talented and really spread the court.
How do we contain the guards? Just get out of them on defense, maybe deny as many shots as you can?
Yeah, we have to be there on the catch. We have to find them in transition. We have to jam up the ball on rebounds so we slow up quick outlets in transition. You've got to, you know, be there on out-of-bounds plays. You got to fight through screens, get skinny through screens, really communicate on emergency switches, and it's going to be a loud environment. It's going to be a good environment, so it's going to be hard to hear a lot of things, so we're just really going to have to play good, sound defensive fundamentals.
Some place that Hastings High has an advantage tonight?
you know, I think maybe in scheduling, you know, a little bit, because we've played some Class A opponents. We've played, you know, maybe more people that have challenged us night in and night out to where, again, and that's no disrespect to Adams Central, but I think that's maybe where we have an advantage to play in North Platte and, you know, Elkhorn South and the better teams in Class B. You know, we've seen a lot of really good competition up to this point. So I think over the long haul, hopefully that will show out tonight.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings High. We'll check in with Zach Foster as Adams Central as we continue with tonight's pregame show right after this.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
And we continue with tonight's pregame show, the Tiger Gym, as Adams Central gets set to take on the Hastings High Tigers. We'll spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central head coach Zach Foster, and coach coming off of a monster win on Saturday over Grand Island Central Catholic on the road. So you guys got a little momentum coming into this one tonight.
Yeah, we felt really good about how we played Saturday. We had a lot of different kids step up and really were consistent. I thought there's probably maybe a 2 or 3 minute period in the third quarter where we didn't play up to the level we wanted to. But other than that, we really executed well and really were aggressive throughout the game. So we were pretty happy.
This is a basketball team that has played pretty consistent all season long. So that's, a feather in your cap.
Yeah, we really have, which, you know, is a tribute to our assistant coaches and to our kids, because we got a lot of young kids, and you know, I guess the end of January, you can't really call them young anymore, but especially early in the season, we had a lot of times where usually young teams would buckle and we didn't. And again, I think we have some tough-minded kids, and they deserve some respect for how they've played, I think.
David Boland, 20 points against Central Catholic the other night. Garrett Sittner with 12 points. Now, Garrett's kind of been fighting an illness. Good to see him back and rolling there Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime you have a starter who goes down with this injury or with an illness and they come back, it helps your team. You feel more comfortable, and I thought you could see his presence in that game.
We talked the past couple of ball games about Kyler Wormstadt and what he has done to this basketball team. All of a sudden, he's a major cog of this wheel.
Yeah, he is. He's very, very athletic. He's small as far as his height, but he's strong and he's quick and he's a great shooter. He really stretches the floor. The defense has to guard us in one more position. And he started the last few games, and Garrett's out, and he started Saturday at GICC as well. And whether he starts or comes off the bench, he definitely gives us another weapon.
You got a short turnaround and play Hastings High tonight on a rare Tuesday night here, a big ball game against a pretty good opponent in Hastings High.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, anytime you have crosstown games, whether it's Hastings High or St. Cecilia, it's going to be, you know, a great atmosphere, and the kids get amped up to play. And, you know, they grow up with these guys, no matter if they go to a different school or not. They grew up playing baseball and stuff together, and so there'll be a lot of emotion in the gym. Should be a good crowd.
Are these games fun to play as a coach and as a player?
Well, if you're a competitor, I think you like the atmosphere. You like the fact that it's going to be a big game. But we talk to our kids about how we have to approach it as coaches and as players the same way. If we come into this game and if we approach this any different than we did Aurora or Centura or anybody else, I mean, that's a mistake on our part. You hear people talk about the process all the time. If your process is sound, then it shouldn't change depending on who you're playing, in my opinion.
Hastings High winning on your floor a year ago. A little rivalry game, a revenge type of factor here tonight?
I don't think so. Mainly from the angle that I don't know if we have one guy that's going to get on the floor tonight that played in that game. We were so senior-laden last year that all those guys are gone. And quite frankly, a lot of their guys are gone. I believe they only have one starter back from last year's team. So I think you're going to see two new teams as compared to last year. Last year was a crazy game. You know, we got down 26-7, came all the way back, basically had it won, and we let it slip away. And just a great game, especially if you didn't care who won. It was just a fantastic atmosphere, and hopefully tonight's the same way.
Coach, as you take a look at Hastings High, what impressed you most about their team?
I think they're well coached. I mean, I thought Coach Rosno did a fantastic job, but I think you can see Coach Creech's imprint already in their motion and some different things they're doing. They're very well coached, and they've came a long ways since the beginning of the year.
What sort of things impresses you? They got the outside shooting. They got a youngster out there out front like you guys do.
Yeah, Vinny Schmitz came in, has really played well. I don't know how long he's been starting. I think it's just been the last couple weeks, but he really is playing like a veteran, in my opinion. Great shooter. He's a good leader. I mean, and it's hard to come in as a freshman in any level and be a leader and be a point guard. And he's done a really good job. And they just got some nice pieces. You know, the Karloff kid is a very nice player. Tanner Johnson's a good, you know, 2 or 3 year starter and leader for them. The big kid's good. They got some nice pieces, and they just keep continuing to get better. Their defense is sound. And again, I have tremendous respect for Coach Creech, and it's pretty obvious to see he's doing a great job with these kids.
Tanner Johnson is probably the guy who makes the wheel turn here for Hastings High. What do you like about him? What's he do? And what do you have to do to stop him tonight?
Well, number one, he's athletic. I mean, he's tremendously athletic, and he's tough. And, you know, for us, we got to keep him off the boards. We talked about we cannot give him second and third opportunities to score and make easy offense for Hastings. You know, the name of the game defensively overall, I think, is keep him off the boards and not give Schmidt uncontested threes, and to try to keep Karloff's drive game in check and keep him in front of us.
What do you guys have the advantage tonight?
Well, you know, honestly, I'm not sure either team has a tremendous advantage. I think there's a lot of equal matchups. I think, you know, physically there's a lot of equal matchups. Talent-wise, like equal matchups. So that's kind of exciting, you know, from a spectator or a fan aspect, because it's really going to come down to players making plays, stepping up in that moment. You know, like when we played GICC Saturday, if Johanna Gaifon plays, I mean, he has an advantage. I don't think there's a huge advantage either way in most of the positions tonight.
If Adams Central is going to win this game, what do you guys have to do?
We got to take care of the ball, number one. We got to rebound, and we got to hit some shots. We tell our kids not to overcomplicate it, that our strength is our outside shooting. When we hit shots, we're pretty good. And if we don't hit shots, then we got to be tough-minded and guard, you know, guard better, I guess. But if we hit shots, take care of it, and take care of business on the boards, I think we'll be right there.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. Stick around. We'll check the starting lineups. Play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings High and Adams Central tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Tiger Gym up here at Hastings High. We get sent for the boys game here tonight involving the Hastings High Tigers and the Adams Central Patriots. AC winning the girls contest just a little while ago, winning by the score of 59-51. As we get sent for the boys encounter here tonight, Adams Central coming in, a record of 11 wins and 5 losses on the season, coming off of that monster win over Grand Island Central Catholic on the road on Saturday, beat the Crusaders by the score of 64-54. Adams Central, a team that's averaging 56.1 points per ball game on offense, giving up just 45.1 on the defensive end. Adams Central converts on 42% of their field goal tries, 32% from three-point territory, 69% from the free throw line. You do a great job rebounding the ball, out rebounding their opposition. 33-27. They take care of the basketball. Only give up 12 turnovers per ball game. Their leading scorer is David Bolin. This is definitely a kid to see. David Bolin is a freshman. It's averaging 14.2 points per ball game. Scored 20 against Grand Island Central Catholic on Saturday. This kid knocks down 41% of his three-point tries, and they're not afraid. Or he's not afraid to take a shot from anywhere on the floor. David Bolin leading the way for Adams Central. The Hastings High Tigers coming off of a loss on Saturday to Gothenburg, 54-47. Hastings High was able to beat Grand Island Northwest 54-53 on Friday. The Tigers, a team that's averaging 45.6 points per ball game on offense, are giving up 53.1 on the defensive end. Hastings High has had a record of 5 wins and 8 losses on the season. Tigers are hitting 41% of their field goal tries this year, 34% from 3-point territory, 72% from the free throw line. Their leading scorer has been Tanner Johnson so far this year. Johnson is averaging 10 points and 5.8 rebounds per game. Johnson knocking down 48% of his field goal tries so far this season. So it's Hastings High and the Adams Central Patriots here tonight in boys high school basketball action here at the Tiger Gym. We've got the singing of the national anthem, and we'll have tip-off here tonight between Hastings and Adams Central on 1230 KHIS. So a great crowd on hand here at the Tiger Gym here tonight for boys high school basketball involving Adams Central and Hastings High. Got a score at halftime from the Centennial Conference basketball tournament over at the Chapman Gym tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top of Aquinas 25-9 there at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia 25, Aquinas 9. Winner of that ball game will move on to the semifinals on Friday night down at Lincoln Christian High School. We'll get you the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Member FDIC. For the Adams Central Patriots tonight, it'll be Garrett Sittner, a 6'1" sophomore. Sittner is averaging 7.7 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. David Bolin is a 6-foot freshman. Bolin is averaging 14.2 points and 5 rebounds per game, knocking down 41% of his three-point tries so far this year. Tevin Anderson is a 6-foot senior. Tevin Anderson this year is averaging 7.4 points per ball game, 4.7 rebounds per game. Sam Lindblad, a 6'6" senior, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. And Evan Lindblad, a 6'5" junior, averaging 9 points and 7.8 rebounds per game. The Patriots are coached by Zach Foster. The Hastings High Tigers, they will start this way tonight. Vinny Schmidt, a 5'7" freshman, averaging 7 points and 1 rebound per game. Schmidt is hitting 55% of his field goal tries this year, 56% from three-point territory. Morgan Karloff is a 6'2" sophomore. Karloff is averaging 9.6 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Sam Reimer, 5'10", and a sophomore. Reimer averaging 2.6 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Tanner Johnson, a 6'3" and senior. Tanner is averaging 10 points and 5.8 rebounds per game. Scored 21 the other night in the ball game against Grand Island Northwest. Addison B. Lau is the other starter, 6'5" and a junior, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. Starting lines are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC. Hastings High dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange here tonight. Adams Central dressed in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the red and the white. Adams Central shoots to our basket to our right. B. Lau will jump things off here against Evan Lindblad of Adams Central. Ball is in the air. The tip is controlled by Hastings High. Tigers will have the ball down. The opening possession here. Vinny Schmidt, the freshman. A couple of freshmen playing point guard this season for their respective teams here tonight. Schmidt for Hastings High. David Bolin for Adams Central. And those guys are matched up right now. Here's Vinny taking the ball out of the lane. Kicks it back out here. Morgan Karloff has got it. Karloff working with it on three-point territory. Entry pass to Bilal. Back out to Karloff. Dribbles to the elbow. Sends it over here to Sam Reimer. Adams Central is in a man-to-man defense. It's been tough all season long. They've been yielding only 45.6 points per ball game. Hastings High with the ball. Here's a long-range jumper put up there and in. Three-pointer. Sam Reimer knocks down a three to give Hastings High the lead. 3-0 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Here comes Adams Central back with the ball. Bolin has got it, moves it over to Tevin Anderson, high left side, out to Sittner for three, shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Lindblad, the ball is knocked out of his hands and a foul is going to be called. So Sam Lindblad got the offensive board there for AC. He is fouled in the play here. They go on Sam Reimer, that's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Hastings High Tigers. It'll be Adams Central playing things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. We're 54 seconds into the ball game, 3-0. Hastings High with a lead. They get the ball inside to Lindblad. Spins, puts it up there. His shot's going to be no good. That's Evan. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Tanner Johnson of Hastings High. Tanner gets the ball away to Vinny Schmidt into the forecourt. Reimer's got the ball. Dribble penetration, kicks it back out. Here's a long-range jumper. It's going to be no good by Reimer. And the rebound comes down to David Bolin. Bolin runs her back the other way for the Adams Central Patriots. The ball's going to be poked away here by Karloff. Karloff has got it. He streaks back the other way and takes it home. Morgan Karloff knocks the ball away, and he takes it the distance and scores. And Hastings High is out to a 5-0 lead here over the Adams Central Patriots at the 6:30 mark of this first quarter. Here's Bolin. He gets it outside down to Evan Lindblad. Lindblad picked up there by Addison Bielau as they pull him out beyond the three-point circle. Now into the hands of Garrett Sittner, drums the ball. Now Bolin, a shot from the corner is good. David Bolin scores on a three-pointer, and Adams Central is on the board now. 5-3 is the score with 6:09 to play. And now the Patriots will attack here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Vinny Schmidt. He runs right into Bolin, loses control of it. Schmidt picks it back up. Now Bielau, now to Morgan Karloff. Here's a pass deflected out of bounds. Karloff trying to come right to left across the lane there to a Tanner Johnson, who was knocked out of bounds. It'll be Hastings High playing things in. 5:56 to play in the first quarter. Tigers with a lead over the Patriots by the score of 5-3 in boys high school basketball. Vinny Schmidt will play things in. Johnson in the baseline, 17-footer. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound to Bielau. Kicks it back out here to Reimer. There's a shot by Vinny Schmidt. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Bolin. Vinny Schmidt signs it up to three, and David Bolin gave him a basketball sandwich. Because that one was right back at him and out of bounds. It'll be Hastings High playing things in on the far sideline. Vinny Schmidt again has got the ball. Schmidt dribbling with the ball out here in 3-point territory, right to left across the top of the key. To Morgan Karloff, takes it left side, spins, goes over to the far sideline. That is Schmidt back out on top. Reimer. Here's a long range jumper by Karloff for three. Shot good. Morgan Karloff knocks down a three ball, and the Tigers have an 8-3 lead here over the Adams Central Patriots. Back the other way is Lindblad. Lindblad down to Sittner. 25 feet away from the basket. His pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by Schmidt. He falls down on the play, and a foul is called. Two turnovers on the Adams Central Patriots early in this basketball game. A personal foul is going to be called here on the Patriots, and now head coach Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. Hastings High out of the gates in a hurry here. 5 minutes and 18 seconds to play. The last foul went on Evan Lindblad. That's going to be his first. We've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 5:18 to play here in the first quarter, 8-3. Adams Central is trailing the Hastings High Tigers in boys high school basketball. Vinny Schmidt with the ball. Vinny Schmidt comes over here to Morgan Karloff, takes it down in the baseline. Karloff, rainbow pass to Reimer, back outside to Vinny Schmidt. Dribble penetration. He takes it down to Bielau on the baseline. Bielau comes back out of the wing to Sam Reimer. Around the horn they go. Karloff from the corner, shot for three is good. Morgan Karloff has knocked down 2 3-pointers here early in the ballgame. 11-3 is the score. Hastings High is out on top. Here's Bolin. Gets it out to Sittner now for the Adams Central Patriots across the top. Sam Lindblad, he holds the ball out here. Looks, Bolin has got it now. David Bolin dribbling the ball, runs the offense. Sittner with it on the right sideline. Garrett Sittner trying to get away from Karloff. Fires up, which, well, it's going to be a pass out here to Anderson. He wanted to go up for the shot. Now Anderson takes the long range jumper. Goes out of bounds. Sittner wanted to throw off his shot. Just as he got into his shooting motion, Karloff was all over him defensively. He had to go out here to Tevin Anderson, who throws up the three-pointer instead. He wasn't ready for it, and he throws up an air ball. It's going to be Hastings High basketball, 4:24 to play here in the first quarter, 11-3. Hastings High with a lead. Here's Tanner Johnson, spins at the elbow, left side of the lane. Tanner comes back out on top. Hastings High on the attack here against his man-to-man. Dribbling down the lane is going to be Schmidt. Shots up there, then Vinny Schmidt. Goes among tall timber there and scores. He's got 2 points. 13-3. Hastings with the early lead here in this one. Jared Sittner here on the right sideline. Gets it out to Bolin. Wide open for three. Takes a shot and hits it. David Bolin, his second three-pointer in the ballgame. The Tigers lost him defensively, and David Bolin makes him pay for it. Two three-pointers for Bolin, 13-6. Tigers now leading by 7 points. Tanner Johnson has got the ball. Tanner Johnson takes the ball in the hole. He goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. Evan Lindblad with a rebound. Gets it in the hands of David Bolin, streaking back the other way to the goal. His shot is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by Tanner Johnson. So Bolin misses on the driving layup. Johnson gets the rebound. Gets it away to Vinny Schmidt. He takes the ball in the hole. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound EC. That's Garrett Sittner with the ball. Sittner, right-handed dribble, takes it to the right sideline, and now will hold things up a little bit. Sittner back into the offensive zone behind a screen to Lindblad, and now Lindblad loses control out of bounds. Lindblad set the screen. They try to come back to him, and Lindblad lost it out of bounds. It's turnover number three on Adams Central here in the ballgame. Hastings High will play things in. Here comes Tyler Wormstadt into the ballgame now for Adams Central. Sam Lindblad is going to check in. 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Here in quarter number one, it's Hastings High out on top of Adams Central by the score of 13-6. Long-range jumper from the right sideline is up there. No good by Ryan Kern of the Tigers, who just checked in there. Rebound comes down to Sam Lindblad. Out of Bolin to Anderson from the corner. Three-pointer, bingo. They're going to say his foot was on the line. Tevin Anderson's foot was on the line, so just give him two. And it's a 13-8 ball game now. The Patriots have scored the last 5 points. Tigers have the ball. Kern takes it down to the baseline. Tanner Johnson backs up, puts a man in the air, goes up with a shot. It's going to be deflected there by Lindblad. Sam brings the ball down for the Patriots. Gets it away now to Bolin. Bolin down the far sideline, down in the corner to Anderson. Tevin drives that baseline, throws it down in the corner to Alex Keller, and he loses the ball out of bounds. Tevin Anderson is driving the ball from the left corner toward the goal. It goes over in the right corner to Alex Keller down here in the baseline, and Keller took his eyes off of the ball, and it goes sailing through his fingertips out of bounds. Four turnovers here on the Adams Central Patriots. 13-8 is the score. 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the first quarter from the Tiger Gym tonight. Hastings High working against some backcourt pressure. Here's Tanner Johnson with the ball. Tanner Johnson takes it to Ryan Kern. Now the wing on the left side to Morgan Karloff, who's had a hot hand here. He's got 8 points in the first quarter. Here's Ryan Kern, dribbles into the free throw line. Now he's in trouble, gets it away. Out here in 3 point territory to Ben Claussen. Claussen now to Ryan Kern. He gets it back outside to Morgan Karloff, dribbles it down the left side of the wing and scores. Morgan Karloff now with 10 points in the ballgame here for the Hastings High Tigers, and it is 15-8. 15-8, Hastings High with the lead. Down in the corner is Sam Lindblad, looking to penetrate. Can't do it there against Johnson. Flips away to Wormstadt. He drives a shot to be blocked down right into the hands of Johnson. His shot from 10 is no good. Rebound, Johnson of Hastings High. Tanner Johnson has got the ball for the Tigers to the far sideline to Sam Reimer. Here comes Hastings High. Claussen with the ball. On the right side is Ryan Kern. Entry pass taken away from Karloff. First turnover on Hastings High here in the ballgame. Down the left sideline, Wormstadt brings it back to the center of the floor. Out to Lindblad. His shot from three is up there. Rattles out. No good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up here by the Tigers. Sam Reimer has got the ball in the backcourt. Gets it away to Morgan Karloff. Hustles into the offensive zone. Karloff to the hole. His shot is up there. It's good. Morgan Karloff is a man that has got a mission tonight. Morgan Karloff with 12 of the 17 points here for the Hastings High Tigers. 17-8 with a minute to play. Here's David Bolin. He drives it. Goes down to Lindblad in the corner. Shot for three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Alex Keller. Keller gets it under control here for the Patriots. Brings it out into three-point territory. Comes across the top now to David Bolin. David Bolin dribbles. Comes over to Sam Lindblad. He takes the ball into the paint. Scoop shot. No good. But it's not going to count anyway. Traveling violation on Lindblad. Five turnovers on the Adams Central Patriots here in the ballgame. Evan Lindblad comes in. Tevin Anderson checks out. 17-8 is the score. Hastings High out on top here in the first quarter with 40 seconds to play. Morgan Karloff out of the locker room on fire. He's got 12 points here for the Tigers in this first quarter. Now he's going to get a quick breather here, a well-deserved breather by head coach Lance Creech. Hastings High has got the ball. We'll see if the Tigers will play for one. We're down to 26 seconds to play as the Tigers have the ball in their offensive zone. Sam Reimer just dribbling with the ball right here, a couple of feet beyond the 10-second line as he comes over here on the near sideline. That's going to be Ben Claussen. He drives it down in the low block, puts up a shot off the window. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Brother to the Adams Central Patriots, Kyler Wormstadt has got the ball. Wormstadt hustles back the other way, spins at the top of the key, kicks it out here to Keller. His shot, long range, is no good, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. The Hastings High Tigers have the lead over Adams Central in boys high school basketball. The score, it's Hastings High 17, Adams Central 8. We'll be back right after this.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
This scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. Boys play over the Chapman Gym tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Aquinas by a score of 38-14. Out of the quarterfinals of the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament, St. Cecilia 38, Aquinas 14. AC on the attack. Lindblad has got it. Back out to Bolin for three. Shot good. David Bolin knocks down his third three-pointer in the ballgame for Adams Central from a different area code on the far sideline. And the Patriots are back to within 6 points, 17-11 here. Early in the second quarter, there's a Hastings High turnover. It's picked up here by Lindblad. That's only the second turnover in the Tigers so far. Anderson underneath the hole. The shot is up and in. Tevin Anderson gets his second field goal of the ball game, and the Patriots are back to within 4 points now at 17-13. Hastings High back with the ball on their offensive end. Ryan Kern has got it. Two-handed pass goes over to Johnson. High right side. Johnson works it against Lindblad. Stops. Bounce pass goes down low. Bilal has got it. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. It goes over the basket, and the rebound comes down here to Tevin Anderson, to Bolin. Long pass ahead is deflected out of bounds by Bilal. Trying to get the ball down the floor there to Lindblad. It was deflected out of bounds by Addison Bilal. End of the ball game now for Hastings High. Here comes Karloff back in. Here comes Sam Reimer back in for head coach Lance Creech. Coming to the bench will be Ryan Kern and also Clausen. Adams Central plays things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Tevin Anderson to Bolin to Garrett Sittner. Now to Tevin Anderson. Right side of the lane. Takes it into the paint. His shot from 12 is up there and in. Tevin Anderson scores. That's his third field goal. And the Patriots are back to within 2 points. 17-15. After Hastings High got onto a 13-3 lead in the first quarter. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted in the corner by David Bolin, who gets the ball away out of Lindblad. Third turnover on Hastings High. Here come the Patriots now down the right sideline. Garrett Sittner. Garrett Sittner comes out here to Sam Lindblad. Back out to Garrett Sittner, who brings it back out near the 10-second line. Getting some instructions from head coach Zach Foster here on the near sideline. David Bolin has got it now. David Bolin, left-handed dribble out here. Bolin is dribbling with the ball. Comes over here on the wing. Evan Lindblad drives it into the paint. Now down on the baseline. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked away. Blocked away there by Bilal. The ball's going to be recovered by Hastings High. Vinny Schmidt comes back the other way for the Tigers. Now to Karloff. Karloff dribbles inside the free throw circle. Puts up a shot. It's going to be off the right side. No good. He's fouling the play. And Karloff goes to the free throw line down for the Tigers. Tevin Anderson picks up the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be his first team foul, number two on AC. Going to the free throw line is going to be Morgan Karloff. Karloff, a 90% foul shooter in the season. He's 26 out of 29 from the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Hastings High is a team hitting 72% of their foul shots, 41% from the field, and 34% from three-point territory. Hastings High with the lead now over Adams Central and boys high school basketball, 18-15. Next shot is up there. It is good. Karloff, 2-for-2. He's got 14 points in the ball game here, 14 of the 19 put up by the Tiger offense here in this first half of play. Hastings back out to a four-point lead, but Adams Central has got the ball. Here's Bolin with it to the far sideline. Sam Lindblad, bounce pass goes inside to Garrett Sittner. Back down in the corner to Tevin Anderson. Anderson dribbling with the ball, retreats out here in the three-point territory. 200 pass comes out on top. Lindblad has got it, who hands it back to Garrett Sittner. Sittner dribbling on the ball here as he takes it to the hole against Schmidt. Spins at the free throw line. Forces up a shot in the lane. It's up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Bowen with a rebound. He goes down and he's going to be out of bounds. Bowen fell down underneath the basket there. His right leg touches the end line. Adam Central gives the ball back to the Hastings High Tigers. 5 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings High 19, Adam Central 15. Sam Reimer with the ball. Now to Johnson down the near sideline. Johnson loses control of the ball and now a palming violation. So Tanner Johnson loses control of the ball. That's the fourth turnover on Hastings High in the ball game. Adam Central has turned the ball over five times. Wormstadt comes back in now for AC. Going out will be Sam Lindblad. 19-15, Hastings High with a four-point lead. Adam Central has got the ball. Bowen goes to Wormstadt. High left side, dribbles the ball to the free throw line. That is Sittner. Hastings High into man-to-man defense. Sittner drives the ball, spins in the lane, puts it up there right-handed. The shot is up there and in. Garrett Sittner scoring there for Adam Central. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Averages 7.7 in the season. 19-17, here's Johnson in the hole for Hastings High. His shot good. Tanner Johnson scores for the Tigers. That's his first field goal. Tanner Johnson had 21 the other night against Grand Island Northwest. 21-17. Hastings High with a four-point lead. Adam Central with the ball. 4:37 to play here in the second quarter. Driving down the lane, Bowen Thompson pops, throws up a one-hander. His shot no good. Rebound comes down here to Morgan Karloff. Karloff now to Johnson. Johnson to the hole. His shot's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Lindblad. And Evan Lindblad grabs the ball back here for the Patriots. Now to David Bowen coming back the other way. Bowen takes the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Lindblad. He loses control. He tries to flip the ball up there, and it hits the backside of the glass. It's out of bounds. Hastings High will play things in. Ryan Kern into the ball game for Hastings High. Coming into the ball game for the Adams Central Patriots. Let's see. That's going to be Buzz Niederklein who checks in there now. 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Adam Central trailing Hastings High by a score of 21-17. Here's Vinny Schmidt with the ball now for Hastings High. Left-handed dribble. Comes over to Ryan Kern. High left side. Now top of the key. That's Morgan Karloff. Dribbles it to the elbow. Nice pass underneath and his shot is up and in. Sam Reimer gets the field goal on the assist from Morgan Karloff. Reimer's now got 5 points in the ball game. Karloff averages 1.7 assists per ball game. He gets one right there. And the Tigers back out to a six-point lead. Here's Lindblad. His shot over Bilal, no good. Bilal grabs the rebound. So it's 23-17. Hastings High with the lead. Down the near sideline. Kern has got it traveling. Ryan Kern stretches out there to grab a pass that was too long. And Kern's momentum kind of carries him forward there. And he is hit with a traveling violation. 5 turnovers on the Tigers. Adam Central playing things in here in backcourt. Boy, a great crowd on hand tonight here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. Adam Central trailing the Tigers by the score of 23-17. Bowen has got the ball. Not a Wormstadt. Wormstadt dribbles it to the free throw line. Kicks it out here to Niederklein. On the right side, Niederklein takes it to the elbow. Won't put up a shot. Not a Wormstadt. Tyler Wormstadt dribbling the ball out near the 10-second line. Now gets away. Here's a jump pass to Anderson. He drives the ball. Throws it out in the corner to Lindblad. Sam Lindblad hands it away to Wormstadt. Can out penetrate against this Hastings High man-to-man defense. Wormstadt takes the ball to the goal. His shot is up there no good, but he draws a personal foul here. I think it's going to be on Bilal. Addison Bilal picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on Hastings High. Going to rule this one on Reimer. Sam Reimer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. And going to the free throw line will be Wormstadt for Adams Central. 78% foul shooter in the season, and he misses that one. That's the first free throw of the night for the Patriots. Wormstadt is now 41 out of 53 on free throws this year. Hastings High with a lead, 23-17 over Adams Central. Next shot is up there. It is good. Wormstadt hits one out of two. Into the ball game now for Hastings High is going to be Brandon Minky. Minky is going to come into the ball game. He's averaging about a point per ball game. It's going to give a little breather now to Sam Reimer, who's going to check out of the ball game. So now Reimer and Karloff and Johnson all on the bench here for Hastings head coach Lance Creech. 23-18 the score. Hastings High with a 5-point lead. And the Tigers have the basketball. Here's Ryan Kern. Ryan Kern, free throw line extended right side. Bounce pass goes to Bilal. Out of Vinny Schmidt. They work the ball around the horn here. Kern has got it at the top of the key. Ryan Kern dribbling it down the right side of the lane. Loses control. Now throws it into the corner. Schmidt nearly lost it out of bounds. Back out to Kern. High right side. Ryan Kern calling for Vinny. Vinny Schmidt's now got it here. Vinny Schmidt working out here against Buzz Niederklein. He falls down with the ball. And it's picked up by Buzz. Buzz Niederklein with the ball. That's the sixth turnover on Hastings High. 23-18. Adams Central is down by 5 points. Patriots have the ball. Wormstad has got it. Back in the offensive zone, working against Vinny Schmitz. Drives it down the lane, throws it to the corner. It's a nearly thrown out of bounds, but Lindblad grabs it on the baseline. And his pass deflected out of bounds. Adams Central playing things in. Garrett Sittner will check into the ball game now for Adams Central. Tevin Anderson will check out. Also coming down to the scorer's table, checking in for the Pats, will be Evan Lindblad. He replaces Buzz Niederklein. 2 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in quarter number two. Adams Central is out on top of Hastings High, or actually Hastings High with the lead here. It's 23-18. Tigers have the lead. Patriots will play things in. Evan Lindblad has got the ball. Lindblad gets it down to Sittner. Out here in three-point territory, over on the wing. On the left side, that's Wormstad. He tries to dribble the ball there. I guess Brandon Minkey gives her up. Now to Alex Keller. Adams Central now with a minute and 53 seconds to play. Sittner has got the ball out here near the 10-second line. Now to Kyler Wormstad. Wormstad now to Sittner, high left side. Now to Alex Keller again. Bounce pass goes inside to Lynn Blandy's double team. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled into play. Evan Lindblad will go to the free throw line now for the Adams Central Patriots. It was fouled into play by Tanner Johnson of Hastings High. That's Tanner's first. They're going to say the foul occurred before the shot, so they're going to make the Patriots play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket here with a minute and 40 seconds to play. That's only the third team foul in the Tigers here in this first half of play. They get it into Lindblad. Now to Bolin from the corner. His shot, it's going to be up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound, Sam Lindblad. His shot's going to be no good. And it's foul's going to be called as well. Sam Lindblad got the offensive board there for the Patriots. Addison Bilal picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Tigers. Going to the free throw line, Sam Lindblad. 9 out of 14 in free throws tonight for 64% for the season. His shot is up there. It's no good. They got one more. The Patriots now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. Here comes Morgan Karloff back into the ball game now. Brandon Minkey will come to the bench for Hastings head coach Lance Creech. Sam Lindblad will have one more shot here. It's 23-18. Tigers have the lead. Shot is up there. The shot is good. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Keller. Coming out will be Sam Lindblad. A minute and 34 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Now we've got a timeout from Hastings High. The Tigers want to talk things over. We'll take a break. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, you can call Crozier Park Pharmacy at 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 23-19 the score, a minute and 34 seconds to play here in quarter number two. Adams Central trailing the Tigers here tonight. Now we've got Hastings High trying to inbound the ball here. And at the count of four, Lance Creech again pops up and calls a timeout here. So we'll just keep it right here. It's going to be a short timeout. Again, the Centennial Conference basketball tournament is going on over at the Chapman Gymnasium tonight. After three quarters of play, Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Aquinas tonight by a score of 38-14. The St. Cecilia girls winners in their ball game over Lincoln Christian tonight in the first one by a score of 46-28. Winner's going to play on Thursday down at Lincoln Christian High School. Girls will play on Thursday and the guys will play on Friday night. In the first ball game here at Hastings High tonight, Adams Central knocks off Hastings High by a score of 59-51. We'll have a chance to talk with Tim Barker, the head coach for Adams Central, coming up at halftime here tonight. 23-19. Adams Central is out on top, or Adams Central is trailing the Hastings High Tigers here in this one. Vinny Schmidt has got the ball as he dribbles it to the right sideline. Vinny Schmidt works against Bolin. There's Karloff with the ball at the top of the key. Goes over to Ryan Kern. Ryan Kern puts it on the floor and dribbles out here to Vinny Schmidt. Out in 3-point territory, minute and 12 seconds to play. Working against the man-to-man defense here for Adams Central. On the wing is going to be Johnson. His pass comes out here. Ryan Kern. Out of Vinny Schmidt again on the wing on the right side. Vinny Schmidt looks at the clock. There's a pass deflected, but it's picked up by Johnson. Takes the ball to the lane and draws contact. Foul called. Foul called here on the Patriots. Is going to go on Garrett Sittner. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number three on Adams Central. Still a non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Hastings High inbounding the ball. Here comes Sam Lindblad into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Kyler Wormstadt. So Hastings High will play things in. Ryan Kern comes way out on top as Vinny Schmidt comes across the top to Karloff for three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose and is brought down here by EC. Evan Lindblad gets it away to Bolin. Hustles down the left sideline. Cuts it for the hole. Jump pass goes down in the corner. Alex Keller back outside to Sittner. Shot for three is good. Garrett Sittner knocks down a three ball for Adams Central. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 23-22. The Patriots are back within one. 34 seconds to play in the second quarter from the Tiger Gym up at Hastings High. Here's Vinny Schmidt with the ball. Vinny Schmidt brings it into the offensive zone. Looks for some instructions now from Hastings head coach Lance Creech. Vinny Schmidt, the freshman, matched up with a freshman for Adams Central and David Bolin. Vinny Schmidt moves it to the right sideline. On a dribble here. Bounce pass goes to Johnson. Top of the key. Throws up a long-range jumper. It's going to be an air ball. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central ball. 9.4 seconds to play. Adams Central is going to play the ball in here in back court. And now the Patriots, after trailing by 10 points at 13-3, actually have a chance to have a halftime advantage here. It's 23-22. Hastings High with the lead. 9 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Here's Bolin racing the ball back the other way. Dribbles behind his back down the lane. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up. A long-range jumper at the buzzer by Wormstadt is no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. Good one brewing here tonight at the Hastings High Tiger Gym. Hastings will have the lead at halftime. It's the Tigers 23, Adams Central 22. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, I've had time here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High tonight, 23-22. Hastings High has got the lead over Adams Central in boys high school basketball. Earlier tonight, it was the Adams Central girls winning over Hastings High by a score of 59-51 as Adams Central head coach Tim Marker will join us on the halftime show, I guess. And coach, congratulations on the win. Kind of talked in the pregame show, you have to take the score down in the 30s and maybe the 40s to win this thing, but you guys look pretty sharp tonight.
Yeah, the girls did a nice job. We moved the ball a lot better than what we have, kind of like what we've been doing in practice, and that's a little bit of what we talked about. You know, bring some of the stuff we've been doing in practice to a game, and they did a good job moving the ball around and got some open looks. And, you know, we hit a couple early, kind of got some confidence, and then we did shoot the ball really well.
Offensive rebounds also huge in the ball game tonight.
Yeah, you know, and actually on both sides, both teams were able to get some offensive putbacks and some offensive rebounds, and, you know, that's one thing that really kind of got them going there late in the second half was going hard to the basket and getting some putbacks, and, you know, our kids just kept trying to battle, but it was just a battle, to, you know, on both ends of the floor.
had a 15-point lead after three quarters at 45-30. Looked like everything going your way. And then in the fourth quarter, he had some mistakes, had some turnovers, let Hastings High really back in the ballgame. And they actually cut the lead down to, 7 points there late in the contest.
Yeah, and, you know, some of that is we were 0 for 6 or 0 for 7 from the free throw line there late, where you can kind of, you know, it gets into that late game situation where they're scoring and fouling. And if you don't hit the free throws, it's pretty easy for that to kind of disappear on you, especially when they're quick fouls and, you know, not a lot of time goes off the clock. And so that's one thing that we're a little disappointed in. We hit some free throws during the middle, but then, you know, really didn't close out very well. And it's a big game, big atmosphere. And you know, we got some freshmen on the free throw line and under some pressure. And you know, most of those free throws, we were a little bit short. So I think we were just kind of holding back a little bit on them.
Kind of fun playing in a game like this with this kind of atmosphere, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the things we were disappointed about on Saturday, is we had a chance to play GICC, and they're always physical, and you just have to be mentally ready to get out there. And the girls were disappointed in the way they played on Saturday, and some of that carried over to today. We had kind of a physical practice yesterday, getting after it a little bit, and they, you know, were a little frustrated. So they were ready to come out and play tonight, and it really showed. Really proud of the way they played.
Again, another monster night for Josie Baumgartner. She got you off to a great start in the first quarter, and she just kind of maintained that throughout the contest tonight.
She is. She's really gaining a lot of confidence in her game and her ability. You know, there's a lot of times she's just not been real confident about some of the things that she can do offensively, and she's just kind of continued to figure that out and really has done a great job of, you know, being able to pressure the defense and get in and get some good scores.
And Adams Central winning tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 59-51. We've got some ceremonies going on here involving both schools. This is a kind of a fundraiser between the two schools. I'm sure you guys have been involved with that as well, kind of a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society between Hastings High and Adams Central.
Yep.
What's that all about? How did that thing come to fruition?
Well, I think a lot of it came about as a result of a couple of teachers from different schools that have had battles with cancer. And our District 60 lost Megan Kelly this last year. So it's been kind of a rough year, and just a chance for both schools to kind of come together and put some things together for the Cancer Society and help out in that way, any way we can.
So they chose this game here tonight. Both schools, they've got T-shirts, lavender T-shirts have been circulating throughout much of the crowd. The team's all wearing those tonight. Basically one cause in two schools as they battle to combat cancer here tonight. Talk about this win here tonight. This is just some kind of indication of maybe how dangerous your basketball team can be if you can put it all together down a stretch here.
Yeah, and that's, you know, some of our young kids who, again, we didn't really expect would be getting a lot of playing time have been forced in, and they've done a great job of responding. They've had to learn, you know, in some tough situations against some bigger kids, more physical kids, older kids, and they're just getting better at being able to handle it and understand their game. And we were really trying to battle to get on at least a seventh seed in our conference and get on the other side of Kearney Catholic. And, you know, there were a couple things that happened where they upset Central City and got some extra points, and that bumped us down to that eighth seed. So now we got a little bit tougher road, but, you know, you just have to play whoever's on the schedule next, and that's what we plan to do next week. But that was one of our goals, and now our goal is to try and bump up a little bit in our district standings and try to get out of that bunny game and get to that second round game. And so, you know, the girls have stayed focused, and you know, we've had some letdowns along the way, and some of that probably is due to our youth and trying to get some of those things figured out. But now's the time to get started playing well, and so tonight was a good start.
Let's talk about the LUPLAC Conference Tournament next week. You open up with Arcadia Loup City on Monday. Like you said, the winner of that ball game moves on to face Kearney Catholic in round number two. Just talk about the tournament, the favorites, maybe some dark horses in this thing.
Well, I can tell you that this whole tournament was about trying to get on the other side of Kearney Catholic. They're a really good team, really deep. It's a tough matchup for anybody in our conference, so they're cut and dry the favorite in the conference. And the other side is kind of a toss-up. We played a tight game with Centura early, and they're playing really well right now. They kind of had settled in and had some younger players and kind of had some players switch roles and are really playing well right now. And Ravenna's up there as they usually are. And you know, there's a lot of things. Like we talked about, Hastings High plays a tough schedule, so you can't really look at the record a lot. And you kind of have run into that a little bit in our conference where some teams play some D1 schools and some C2 schools and some smaller schools. And so you really have to do your work and pay attention to who they are and not look at a record. You know, it's the power points that sets our seeding, so you have to deal with that a little bit. But We have Arcadia, who upset Ord their last game out, and that made that a little bit interesting. We were in a situation where winning at GICC, we could have possibly moved all the way up to 5. And losing at GICC and Ord getting beat dropped us all the way to number 8. So, you know, a lot of times you can look at that bracket, those PowerPoints in mid-January, and that's the way it'll be. But this year, and our boys were kind of the same way, a lot of people in that middle ground area that could really move up and down. And so Kearney Catholic is definitely the favorite in our conference, but, you know, you only have to beat them once in the conference, so that could happen, but somebody's going to have to really play well to do that.
Okay, again, congratulations on the win tonight. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep, Tim Marker, the head coach for Adams Central. Again, the Patriots winning tonight over the Hastings High Tigers, winning by the score of 59-51. Adams Central at 28-14 at halftime, 45-30 after three. Hastings High cut the lead down to 7 points at 58-51. But AC wins it tonight 59-51. Adams Central improves to 7-11 on the season. The Hastings High Tigers are now 7-8. Josie Bumgarner had a big night tonight for Adams Central as she scores 22 points in the basketball game. At halftime of our boys contest, 23-22. Hastings High with a lead over Adams Central here tonight. Quickly, we'll get to the scoring before we get to the second half here tonight. Morgan Karloff leading the way for Hastings High. He's got 14. Sam Reimer has got 5. Vinny Schmidt has got 2. And Tanner Johnson has got 2 points. The Tigers 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Unofficially 6 turnovers in the basketball game. Adams Central is being led by David Bullen. 3 threes. He's got 9 points. Tevin Anderson, he's got 6. Jared Sittner has got 5 points. Kyler Wormsat has got 1. Sam Lindblad has got 1. Adams Central 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Unofficially 5 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings High led 17-8 after the first quarter. In fact, the Tigers had a 13-3 lead at one point in that first period. Led 17-8 after one. Adams Central coming back and pulling it within 1 point now at halftime, 23-22 as we get ready for half number 2 here tonight at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. So Hastings High will have the opening possession of the third quarter. They will play things in off of the far sideline. Vinny Schmidt has got the ball. Bounce pass goes in a high post. That's Tanner Johnson. Dribbles right to left across the free throw line down to the baseline down to Karloff, and he's called for the traveling violation. Karloff ran into a little bit of traffic down there right side of the basket, and he's called for the traveling violation. 7 turnovers now on Hastings High in the ball game, and the Adams Central Patriots can grab their first lead here with a successful field goal. It's 23-22. Hastings High with a 1-point lead. Here's Sittner for 3. Shot from the top of the key. It's off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Lindblad shot up and in. Evan Lindblad scores, and Adams Central has got the lead. It's now 24-23 here in this second half. There's a ball deflected, but it's picked up here by the Tigers. Sam Reimer has got it. Comes over here to Vinny Schmidt. Vinny Schmidt dribbles to the top of the key. Now behind the double screen. Moves it to the left side of the lane. Back out on top. Here's a 3-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Reimer. And a rebound comes down here to the Adams Central Patriots. That's Bolin coming back the other way. David Bolin with the ball. Adams Central now with a 1-point lead, 24-23. David Bolin on the right sideline. Dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass goes to Sittner, top of the key. Sittner dribbles once. Bounce pass goes inside to Evan Lindblad. Kicks it back out. Here's Sam Lindblad for 3. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Ball goes up over the glass and out of play. That's going to be Hastings side ball. High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 24-23, Patriots have a 1-point lead over the Tigers. Karloff takes the ball in the hole. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. Gets it away now to Bolin. Streaks up the other way for Adams Central to the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. That's going to be Lindblad down in the corner. Now to Sittner. Shot for 3 is no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. That's Morgan Karloff coming back the other way, and he's going to be fouled into play. Morgan Karloff streaks from one end to the other, and he's going to be fouled into play here by the Adams Central Patriots. That's going to go on Tevin Anderson. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 2 on the Patriots here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Morgan Karloff. 2 for 2 so far tonight. 28 out of 31 for the season. Shot is up there. It's good. Karloff will have one more. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Kyler Wormsat. Going out will be Tevin Anderson. We're tied up at 24 points apiece. First time tonight we've been tied in the ball game. Hastings High scored the first 5 points of the contest. Karloff will have one more. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So we're tied at 24 points apiece with 6 minutes and 17 seconds to play now here in quarter number three from the Tiger Gym. Adams Central has got the ball. This is going to be Bolin with it now. The Warmstad, top of the circle. Tyler Warmstad hands it away back out of here to a Garrett Sittner. Jump pass back to Warmstad. Down in the corner to Bolin. Fakes the three. Drives the baseline. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Personal foul will go here on the Tigers. That's going to go on Johnson, Tanner Johnson. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one of the Tigers. David Bolin to the free throw line here. For Adams Central, an 88% foul shooter. His shot is up there and in. David Bolin, 3 three-pointers, and now he adds his first free throw of the night. Bolin is in double figures now with 10. Bolin is 31 out of 35 on free throws this year. Next one is up there. That one is no good. Rebound comes down to Bilal. So it's 25-24. Adams Central with a one-point lead. Tanner Johnson spins left side of the lane down to the baseline. It's not going to be blocked down by Lindblad. Ball's going to be recovered here by Bolin coming back the other way for the Patriots. Down the right sideline. Bolin dribbles the ball against Vinny Schmidt. Reverse layup. Good. David Bolin scores. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. Adams Central with their biggest lead of the contest now at 27-24. 5:34 to play. Here's Vinny Schmidt with the ball now for Hastings High. Schmidt picked up by Bolin. Goes down in the corner to Tanner Johnson. Johnson puts it on the floor. Dribbles up high. Sends it inside now to Morgan Karloff. Back to Johnson. Here's Morgan Karloff. Takes it to the free throw line. Kicks it out here to the top of the key. That's Sam Reimer with the ball. They get it to Addison Bilal. Bilal back outside. That's going to be Karloff with the ball. Karloff on the far sideline. Now he's double teamed. He goes inside to Vinny Schmidt, who breaks away from the pack and scores. Vinny Schmidt is in a cluster of players in a corner. He breaks it toward the goal. Karloff got him the ball on the assist, and Vinny Schmidt lays her down the hole. 27-26. Hastings High down by 1 point. Adams Central has got the ball. Warmstad back in the offensive zone. Warmstad at the top of the key. Fakes the three. Goes over to Lindblad. Lindblad now into the hands of Garrett Sittner. Sittner drives it against Schmidt inside the free throw circle. Kicks it out here to Bolin. Bolin dribbles to the top of the key for the Patriots. Drives the ball down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there. No good, but he's fouling the play. David Bolin will go to the free throw line here for Adams Central. Fouled into play with 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in quarter number three. That's the second team foul called on the Hastings High Tigers. Vinny Schmidt picks up his first. David Bolin back to the line here for the Patriots. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. They'll have one more. Bolin now with 13 in the ball game. Here comes Buzz Niederklein into the contest now for Adams Central. Lindblad will come to the bench. Adams Central 28. Hastings High 26 in boys high school play. Next shot by Bolin, good. 29-26. Again, the Patriots with a 3-point lead. Hastings High comes back with the ball. Vinny Schmidt walks it into the offensive zone here for Hastings High. Now dribbles the ball, kicks it out here to Karloff. Drives the ball into the paint, can't put up a shot. Now to Reimer, now to Vinny Schmidt here on the near sideline. Dribbles out into the 3-point territory, picked up by Tevin Anderson. Schmidt goes over to Tanner Johnson now. Tanner Johnson, he drives it into the lane. Contact made. Offensive foul is called on Tanner Johnson. He runs over Garrett Sittner. Tanner Johnson gets hit with his third personal foul for the Tigers. That's not good news. Tanner's one of the leading scorers here for the Hastings High offense. And now Johnson's going to have to, let's see, Johnson's going to come out of the ball game. Ryan Kern is going to come back in. 29-26, Adams Central has got a 3-point lead. 3-point lead here for the Patriots. We're halfway through quarter number four. David Bolin with the ball. David Bolin drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Kicks it out here for Warmstad for three. His shot's going to be an air ball. Rebound comes down here to Morgan Karloff. Karloff down the far sideline. Ryan Kern has got an entry pass. He's going to be knocked away from Bilal. The ball's recovered here by Adams Central. The ninth turnover on Hastings High. Here comes Warmstad back the other way for the Patriots. Dribble penetration down the lane to the goal. A little head fake down on the baseline, and now a traveling violation is called. Turnover number six on Adams Central here in the ball game. Hastings High will come back the other way with a chance to tie here with a 3-point field goal. Down to 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central 29, Hastings High 26. Vinny Schmidt with the ball gets away from Bolin, and a foul is going to be called here on Bolin. David Bolin picks up his first personal. Team foul number three on the Patriots. Hastings High will play things in off of the far sideline. Sam Lindblad will check in. Evan Lindblad will check out. Ryan Kern will inbound the ball for the Tigers. On the far sideline, Kern looking, finally gets it in to Reimer. Sam Reimer holding the ball here. Garrett Sittner will pick him up defensively as the Patriots stay with a man-to-man defense. Vinny Schmidt tries to drive the ball. He loses control. It is picked up here by Bolin. Bolin comes back the other way, and Bolin loses the ball out of bounds. Coming back the other way. Patriots had a 3-on-2 coming back the other way with David Bolin leading the charges there, and he lost the ball out of bounds on the dribble. That's going to be 7 turnovers on Adams Central. Hastings High has got 10 turnovers here in the ballgame. The Patriots lead by a score of 29-26. As we approach the 3-minute mark here in quarter number 3 at the Tiger Gym, Vinny Schmidt with the ball on the wing. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's Bilal with it now. Bilal holds it. His pass is off of the fingertips of Kern, but it's picked up here by Karloff. Karloff moves it to the left side of the lane. There's a feed over to Sam Reimer. Out of Kern, top of the circle. There's Vinny Schmidt on the right side. On the wing, bounce pass goes inside of Bilal. Back outside to Reimer for 3. Shot good. Sam Reimer knocks down his second 3-pointer of the ball game. He's got 8 points. And we are tied up at 29 points apiece now with 2 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Here comes the Adams Central Patriots back the other way. That's Kyler Wormstadt with the ball. Kyler Wormstadt now to Buzz Niederklein to free throw line. Niederklein to the right sideline to Sam Lindblad. Out on top, dribbling with the ball out there is going to be Sittner. Now we got a timeout called. Timeout is called here with 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. In quarter number 3, we'll take a break for the score. Adams Central 29, Hastings High 29.
Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injury, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
So what we need is a musical interlude here. 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. We're in the third quarter. 29-29 is the score. Hastings High and Adams Central tonight on 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia has won tonight over Aquinas over at the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament at Chapman Gym. 51-21 the score there. So Hastings St. Cecilia boys will move on into the semifinals on Friday at 6 o'clock. They will play either Lincoln Christian or Wahoo Newman in the semifinals on Friday night at 6. St. Cecilia girls also winning tonight earlier in their ball game over Lincoln Christian. We're tied up at 29 points apiece. Here's Evan Lindblad with the ball. He backs up. He puts it up there off the baseline. A little short jumper is going to be no good, and Hastings High grabs the rebound. Tigers with the ball back the other way. Here's Vinny Schmidt. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Vinny Schmidt dribbles it to the near sideline. Vinny on the move now against David Bolin. Comes out to the top of the key and beyond. There's a long-range jumper by Klassen that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Garrett Sittner of Adams Central. Moves it down the right side of the lane. Sittner gets the ball ahead to Lindblad. Brings up high on the block. Back outside in the three-point territory. David Bolin holds it. David Bolin comes to the near sideline to Garrett Sittner. Ball high above his head. Now to Alex Keller, who's back in the ballgame. Keller moves it over in the wing to Bolin. Quick release. Three-pointer. Good. David Bolin nails a three ball for Adams Central. He's got 17. And the Patriots go back out on top by 3 points. It's now 32-29 in the ballgame. Hastings High with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Bilal. Back outside to Kern. Dribbles to the free throw line. Jump pass to the far sideline. That's Quasen with it. Back out to Kern. Top of the circle. Kern holds it. There's a rainbow pass. Goes to the far side to Schmidt. Shot for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. That's Sam Lindblad with a rebound. Gets it away to David Bolin. Approaching 1 minute to go here. Adams Central with a three-point lead. Bolin drives the ball. He loses control out of bounds. 8 turnovers now at Adams Central here in the ball game. Into the contest now, Tanner Johnson for Hastings High. Going out will be Addison Bilal. 32-29. Adams Central with a three-point lead. Cole Pleak is going to come into the ball game now for AC, replacing Sam Lindblad. 32-29, Adams Central with a three-point lead. Here come the Tigers back for the basketball. Vinny Schmidt into the offensive zone, goes to the far sideline now to Ryan Kern. out of Morgan Karloff, out of Vinny Schmidt. Free throw line extended left side, picked up by Garrett Sittner. Here's Kern for three for Hastings. Highest shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Adam Central. Buzz Niederklein with the ball. Niederklein to the far sideline now to Garrett Sittner. Patriots have a three-point lead in the basketball now with 35 seconds to go. We'll see if AC plays for the final shot here. Garrett Sittner just dribbling with the ball. He comes to the near sideline to get some instructions from head coach Zach Foster. We're down to 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 32-29. Adams Central has got the lead. Hastings High had the lead at halftime by a score of 23-22. We're down to 10 seconds to go now here in the third quarter. Garrett Sittner dribbles the ball to the far sideline to Keller. Keller brings it back to Sittner. Sittner down to Buzz Niederklein down in the corner. That's Pleak with the ball. Pleak comes back out of the wing to Niederklein for three. Shot no good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. Adams Central has got the lead over Hastings High. It's now the Patriots 32 and the Tigers 29. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings. 1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings Science. We get ready for the fourth and final quarter here. 32-29. Patriots have the lead over Hastings Science tonight. Patriots have the ball to begin this fourth quarter. Here's Lynn Blatt driving down the left side of the lane. Kicks it back out. Sittner for three. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Tigers runner back the other way with Vinny Schmidt on the break. Schmidt goes to Johnson. Spins left side of the lane. Knocks down a man in the trap. Nope, it's going to be a foul called. Sam Lindblad took one for the team there for AC. Johnson is hit with an offensive charging foul. That's going to be the fourth foul on the Tanner Johnson. He sat the last couple of minutes of the third quarter as well when he picked up his third personal foul. So Lance Creech is up again in front of the Tiger bench. Johnson comes out. And here comes Johnson out of the ball game. And Ryan Kern's going to check back in. Tanner Johnson knocks down Lundblad going for the hole here with 7 minutes and 34 seconds to play in this fourth quarter. Now he'll get some pine time along with the coach. There's a pass going to be intercepted. Intercepted here as Adams Central turns the ball away. Here comes Hastings High back with the ball. Vinny Schmidt will bring things up against Anderson. Brings it into the offensive zone. Gives it to Morgan Karloff. Dribbles to the top of the key. Drives it inside the circle. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Ryan Kern. 32-29. Adams Central with a three-point lead. Vinny Schmidt lobs it inside to Bilal with his back to the basket. Throws it out here to Ryan Kern on the left wing. Now to Schmidt, top of the key. Bounce pass right side of the lane. Sam Reimer picks up by Tevin Anderson inside of Bilal, back out to Reimer, dribbles it down the lane, kicks it back out, top of the key. Ryan Kern spins in the lane, shot from 10 is up there, no good. Tip try, no good by Bilal. Rebound comes down here to Evan Lindblad. Lindblad gets it away to Sittner, gets the ball ahead, now to Bolin, into the offensive zone. Bolin met there by Morgan Karloff. 3-point lead here for the Adams Central Patriots over the Tigers. There's a shot by Bolin, good. 3-pointer, David Bolin from the top of the key. Boy, he's got such a quick release, David Bolin. 20 points in the ball game here now for the Adams Central Patriots. And AC has their biggest lead in the ball game at 35-29. Bilal's got the ball in the lane, puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Sam Lindblad to the far sideline again to Garrett Sittner. Here come the Patriots with a 6-point lead, 35-29. 6 minutes to play in the basketball game tonight. David Bolin has got the ball behind his screen. David Bolin drives it inside. Contact made. Shot no good, but it's a traveling violation. Bolin bounces off of a defender there for the Hastings High Tigers. He's called for the traveling violation. Turnover number 10 in the ball game for AC. 35-29. The Patriots have a six-point lead. Hastings High has got the ball. Ryan Kern to the free throw line. Bounce pass comes over here to Reimer. Back outside to Vinny Schmidt. Vinny Schmidt at the top of the key as he works against Bolin. Moves the ball to the right side of the lane. Now he tries to create something here. He gets the ball to Ryan Kern. He drives it down the lane, and the foul is going to be called. Foul here to go on the Patriots at the 5:41 mark of this fourth quarter. That's going to be team foul number four on AC. Coming to the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Alex Keller. Tevin Anderson comes to the bench. Personal foul is going to be called on Anderson. That's going to be his fourth. So that's why he's heading to the bench now for head coach Zach Foster. Here's Hastings High with the ball down here on the baseline. It's shot by Karloff. It's up there and in. Morgan Karloff scores. For Hastings High, he's now got 17 in the ball game. Now we got a timeout from the Tigers. Hastings High will call a timeout here. We'll take a break. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings for all of your pharmaceutical needs. You can call Crozier Park Pharmacy 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a five-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the five-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Tiger Gym on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High trailing Adams Central by a score of 35-31. Lance Creech, of course, the head coach of the Hastings High Tigers on the opposite bench tonight. You've got Rick Rath, an assistant coach for the Patriots. Those two guys have been together for a long, long time. Of course, Rick spent many years up at Donovan, and it was Lance Creech who was his assistant at Donovan. Lance came down, eventually got the job at Hastings College. Rick Rath spent some time on the Hastings College staff down here with Coach Creech. And now they're coaching on opposite sides here tonight with Rick over here for the Adams Central Patriots as an assistant and Lance Creech as the head coach of the Hastings High Tigers here tonight. 35-31, Adams Central has got the four-point lead. Here's Alex Keller with the ball for AC following the timeout. Bolin has got the ball. Bolin gives it away now to Garrett Sittner. And now we'll see if the Patriots are going to run some clock. You wouldn't think so yet with 5 minutes and some change left here in the fourth quarter, protecting a four-point lead. They're out near the 10-second line. David Bolin is dribbling with the ball here. David Bolin comes to the near side against Ryan Kern on the dribble. David Bolin tries to slide it in there. We got a personal foul called. Ryan Kern picks up the foul, trying to split a couple of defenders, and Ryan Kern is hit with a foul. That's going to be team foul number five on Hastings High. So the Tigers have at least one more to waste here. Down to the corner is going to be Bolin. He drives the baseline. He goes up with the shot. It's going to be partially deflected by Karloff, and the ball is brought down here by Kern. Here comes Hastings High back on the attack. Vinny Schmidt goes to the far sideline. Now to Ryan Kern. The Karloff for three. Shot is around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound Bolin. Karloff had a wide open three and missed the shot. 35-31. Hastings down by 4 points. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's David Bolin, goes down in the corner. Alex Keller has got it, brings it up high on the block. Here's a pass out between the circles. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Reimer. Shot good and he fouled. Sam Reimer steals the ball away, takes it in the distance and scores, and he's fouling the play. A chance at a three-point play. Nice job there by Sam Reimer. Reimer with 10 points in the ball game. He'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Kyler Wormstad is hit with the personal foul. He will come to the bench now. Wormstad will. Tevin Anderson comes back in. 35-33 is the score. Adams Central now with a two-point lead with 4:30 to play. Sam Reimer to the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot is around the rim and down. The Tigers are within one. 35-34. Adams Central has got the lead with 4 minutes and 28 seconds to go. AC back with the ball. Garrett Sittner back in the offensive zone. Drives the ball now against Vinny Schmidt. Moves the ball down in the corner. Alex Keller brings it up high on the block. Outside, now the three-point ring. Tevin Anderson. Tevin Anderson down the left side of the lane. Now to Lindblad. Takes the ball out of the paint. A little hook shot is up there and in. Evan Lindblad scores there for AC. Big bucket. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 37-34. Here comes Karloff back down to the baseline. Nearly lost the ball out of bounds. Gets it under control. Comes over here to Reimer. Now to Vinny Schmidt. Back down to Karloff. Drives the ball toward the paint. And the foul is going to be called. AC going to be guilty of a personal foul here. That's going to be on Temin Anderson. He is out of the ball game. So Temin Anderson fouls out of the game here for Adams Central, still with 3 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Anderson leads with 6 points. He did not score in the second half. So Temin Anderson is gone now for Adams Central. So Zach Foster will have to make a substitute coming in here. And coming into the ball game is going to be Sam Lindblad. So Temin Anderson is done now for AC. He fouls out of the ball game with 3 minutes and 55 seconds to play. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Adams Central. So no free throws here. Hastings High will inbound the ball. Ryan Kern, 200 pass out on top. There's Vinny Schmidt for three. Shot good. Vinny Schmidt was left wide open. There was not a guy around. And he cans the shot from a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle. Hastings High comes back to tie the score with 3:45 to play. 37-37. Bowling down the lane. He loses control of the ball and is picked up here by Hastings High. A turnover on the Patriots. That's their 11th of the ball game. Tigers now with a chance to pull ahead here. Karloff for three. Shot up there. Good. 40-37. Hastings High with a lead. Timeout. Adams Central. Vinny Schmidt and Morgan Karloff back-to-back trays for the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings with a lead. 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 40, Adams Central 37.
Christina Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Morgan Karloff and Vinny Schmidt back-to-back trays here for the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings has now got a three-point lead over Adams Central, 40-37. Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Adams Central winning the girls' ball game earlier tonight over Hastings High, 59-51. Again, over the Chapman Gymnasium tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia boys winning over Aquinas by a score of 51-21. That in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. St. Cecilia girls winning 46-28 in their ball game over Lincoln Christian. 40-37 here. Hastings High now has got the lead. There's a bounce pass. Adams Central, they get it inside to Lindblad. His little hook shot in the lane is going to be no good. The ball is going to be hit to the corner. We got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on the Tigers. Vinny Schmidt, I think, is the guilty party here. It's going to be Ryan Kern instead. Ryan Kern picks up the foul. It's going to be his second. Team foul number 6. The team fouls are now even at 6 apiece. Here's Lindblad. His shot from inside the free throw circle. It's in and out. No good. Rebound. Hastings High. Kern with a rebound. Kern gets it away to the near sideline. Now to Sam Reimer, who hustles into the forecourt. Now to Vinny Schmidt. 3 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Hastings 40, Adams Central 37 in boys high school basketball. Vinny Schmidt with the ball, dribbling out here near the 10-second line. Adams Central in a man-to-man defense. Vinny Schmidt matched up there with David Bolin. A couple of freshmen going at it here tonight. There's Ryan Kern with the ball in three-point territory. Ryan Kern looking to penetrate, stops at the free throw line against Garrett Sittner. Now we got a whistle, and we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. That's going to be their 17th foul now. That's going to send Hastings High to the free throw line. The foul goes on Sittner. That's going to be his second. Going to the free throw line for the Tigers will be Ryan Kern. He has not scored so far tonight, but he's an 80% foul shooter in the season. He's 4 out of 5. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, AC. Alex Keller has got the rebound. 2.5 minutes to play. Hastings High 40, Adams Central 37 in boys high school basketball tonight. There's Bowling with the ball. Dribble penetration. Kicks it out here to Warmstad in the wing. Left side of the lane. Back out top of the key. That's Keller with the ball. Out of Bowling. Puts an hand in the air. Drives it toward the goal. His shot is up. There's going to be partially deflected by Bilal. And the ball is brought out there by Ryan Kern. Ryan Kern's pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Warmstad. So back-to-back turnovers here. And we've got Adams Central with the ball. And now we got a foul called. Bowling had it out near the 10-second line as the pass came out there, and he was mauled on the play. by Sam Reimer of Hastings High. That's the third foul on Sam Reimer. So going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be David Bolin. Bolin has got 20 in the ball game for the Patriots. Wormsat's going to check out. Into the ball game now is going to be Buzz Niederklein. David Bolin to the free throw line. His shot is up there. Shot good. Bolin now 4 out of 5 from the stripe tonight. Bolin has got 21 points in the ball game for the Patriots. Hastings High 40, Adams Central 38, still with 2 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Next shot is up there. Good by Bolin. So it's now 40-39. Hastings with a lead over Adams Central with 2:04 remaining. Now the Patriots applying pressure here in backcourt. Hastings High gets it in. Morgan Karloff down the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Karloff into the offensive zone. Hands it away here to Ryan Kern. Now to Vinny Schmidt out here near the 10-second line. Vinny Schmidt picked up by Buzz Niederklein. Schmidt hands it away. The ball poked loose. It's into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up here by Karloff. Morgan Karloff to the far sideline. Vinny Schmidt down in the corner. Ryan Kern holds it out to Schmidt in 3-point territory. A minute and 40 seconds to play. Schmidt trying to drive the ball against Bolin. Gives it up now to Morgan Karloff. Drives it against Niederklein to the hole. Shot's going to be up there. Partially deflected. Ball is loose. It's picked up here by Hastings High's Bilal. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Bilal gets it away down in the corner. As Morgan Karloff drives the baseline. His shot from 10. No good. Rebound comes down here to Sittner. Garrett Sittner has got the ball for Adams Central. A minute and 19 seconds to play. It's 40-39. Adams Central down by 1 point. Now we've got a timeout called. Zach Foster calls the timeout for the Patriots. A minute and 15 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Tiger Gym tonight, it's been a wild affair. Great crowd on hand, and it's 40-39 as we head to the wire here. 40-39 with a minute and 15 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hastings High got out of the gates in a hurry tonight, 13-3 in the first quarter. Hastings High led 17-8 at the end of one. Adams Central came back to hold in 1 point by halftime, 23-22. The Patriots led 32-29 after three. And right now it's Hastings High out on top of Adams Central by a score of 40-39. Adams Central inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Still with a minute and 15 seconds to play here in this one. Garrett Sittner will inbound the ball here to David Bolin. Bolin back in the offensive zone who hands it away to Sittner. Sittner drives the ball against Schmidt at the free throw line, trying to take it down the lane. Spins, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good from Tan, and the rebound comes down to Hastings High. A 10-footer miss there by Garrett Sittner. Now the Tigers have the ball coming back the other way. This is Sam Reimer. Hands it away to Vinny Schmidt in the offensive zone. Schmidt out here in three-point territory. Gives it away to Morgan Karloff. Patriots attacking all over the place. Here's Schmidt driving the ball. He loses control, but it's knocked out of his hands. Knocked out of his hands from behind. So Hastings High will play things in. 43.2 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 40-39. Hastings High is leading by a point. The Tigers will inbound the ball. Ryan Kern, baseline right side. Ryan Kern looking, and Ryan Kern has got to burn a timeout. Kern unable to find anybody to throw the ball into here. Calls the timeout, 43.2 seconds to play. Timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll be back right after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back with the Tiger Gym, and Hastings Heights and I have been fun here tonight. Adams Central winning the girls' ball game by a score of 59-51 in a very competitive ball game and game number one. And this one certainly has been everything that was advertised here tonight. Good ball game between Adams Central and Hastings High. 40-39 is the score. The Tigers have a one-point lead, but we still have 43.2 seconds to play. Coming up after the ball game, we'll name our players of the game. We have our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Hastings High will play things in. Ryan Kern, well, underneath his own basket, comes out on top to Karloff. Morgan Karloff with the ball, dribbling with it out here. Karloff looking, finally goes to Schmidt. Schmidt to the near sideline, down to Sam Reimer as they play keep away from the Adams Central defense. Far sideline, Morgan Karloff has got the ball. We're down to 29 seconds to go. Karloff gets the ball to Vinny Schmidt. He's double-teamed. Vinny Schmidt dribbles out of there. Now a foul's going to be called on Bolin as he tried to poke the ball away. David Bolin picks up his second personal foul. That's going to send Vinny Schmidt to the free throw line, the freshman for Hastings High. Schmidt's got 7 points in the ball game. He has hit two-point field goals, and he's hit a three-pointer. He's not had a free throw tonight. So Vinny Schmidt will go to the line, the freshman for Hastings High, with his team leading by 1 point, 40-39, with 23.5 seconds to play in the fourth quarter here on your home floor at Hastings High. Vinny Schmidt looks up there. Shot is good. Hastings High now leading Adams Central by a score of 41-39. The Tigers won last year out of Adams Central. Second shot is up there. It's good. 42-39. As Schmidt hits some free throws. Here comes Adams Central back with the ball. Garrett Sittner. Sittner goes over to Bolin, fakes the three, throws it down in the corner. With the ball down there is Sam Lindblad. Brings it back out to David Bolin for three. Shots off of the mark. No good. Ball is loose. It comes to the near sideline. Out of bounds. Hastings High ball with 6.1 seconds to play. David Bolin throws up the three ball. It goes out of bounds. It was off of the left side and then ricochets to the corner. It's now 42-39 with 6.1 seconds to play. Hastings High will inbound the ball here in their defensive zone. Ryan Kern will inbound the ball. Hastings High with a three-point lead. Ryan Kern looking to inbound. Kern looking, and a timeout's going to be called here. As the count got to four, and Ryan Kern calls a timeout. 6.1 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings High 42, Adams Central 39.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up, we've got our players of the game from our doubleheader tonight, the coaches' post-game show. 42-39 is the score. Hastings High with a three-point lead over the Adams Central Patriots. Hastings High splitting two games last weekend, beating Grand Island Northwest in an exciting game here at the Tiger Gym, 54-53. Then he went out Saturday and lost to Gothenburg 54-47. And the Tigers right now trying to hang on down the stretch. 42-39 is the score. Hastings with a three-point lead. Tigers will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Ryan Kern down here on the baseline. All five defenders in the backcourt here for Adams Central. Ryan Kern will play things in. There's a pass down the right sideline. And now Zach Foster right at the last second will call a timeout here for Adams Central. Hastings High threw the ball in. It appeared that Zach Foster gets a timeout just before that action. And he calls a timeout to see what the Tigers were going to do. We'll just keep it right here. This will be a short timeout here. Zach Foster and Lance Creech huddling with their respective ball clubs down the sidelines. The Hastings High Tigers with a three-point lead, 42-39. Again, with the Centennial Conference basketball tournament over the Chapman Gym tonight. Both St. Cecilia teams were victorious. They'll move on to the semifinals on Thursday for the girls, and it'll be Friday for the guys. St. Cecilia boys winning tonight 51-21 over Aquinas. The St. Cecilia girls winning 46-28 over Lincoln Christian. 42-39 here. Hastings High with a three-point lead over Adams Central. Kern will inbound the ball for the Tigers. A long pass down the right sideline. It's going to be tipped. It is loose. It's picked up here by Belau, and he just hangs on to the ball. And we have got a we got a whistle with 0.5 seconds left. 0.5 seconds are left. We got a foul called here. Or do we? Yeah, we got a foul called on Adams Central's David Bolin. And going to the free throw line is going to be Addison Belau. He just threw a long baseball pass down the floor here. And now they're going to take a few tenths of a second off of the clock here. It's going to be 0.2 seconds. So Adam Belau is going to go to the free throw line. He was fouled into play by David Bolin. Kern threw a long baseball pass down the floor. We had a kind of a jump ball out here about 35 feet away from the Hastings High basket. David Bolin gets hit with a personal foul. He was slow in getting up. Maybe got conked in the eye. But he also got a piece of Addison Belau. As Belau goes to the free throw line for the first time tonight, they're going to put 2 seconds on the clock. 2 seconds on the clock. His shot is up there good. 4-point lead. That'll be pretty well the ball game. Hastings High with the lead, 43-29. Addison Belau will have one more shot here. Belau puts it up there, and the shot is good. Two free throws. 44-39. Adam Central rolls the ball in. David Bolin from backcourt throws it up there. It's going to be no good. That's the ball game. The Hastings High Tigers beat the Adam Central Patriots tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 44-39. The Tigers got out to a 10-point lead early in the ball game and then had to come from behind to beat Adam Central tonight in boys high school play. Final score, Hastings High 44, Adam Central 39. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
Going to Bolin, and shot for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three, and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hastings Tigers knock off Adams Central tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 44-39. The Tigers are now 6-8 on the season. We get ready to face Kearney coming up next Tuesday night, right back here at the Tiger Gym. Adams Central, they fall to 11 wins and 6 losses, and the Patriots will play in the Luplat Conference Tournament next week. Hastings High, as we mentioned, they got out to a 13-3 lead in this ball game tonight, led 17-8 after the first quarter. Patriots in the second quarter outscoring Hastings High 14-6, though. The pull back within 1 point by halftime, 23-22. Adams Central then went ahead in the third quarter after three, 32-29. Hastings High was trailing 35-34 with about 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the fourth quarter when Karloff and Schmidt, Morgan Karloff and Vinny Schmidt, hit back-to-back trays to put the Tigers ahead 40-37. That's a lead they did not relinquish down the stretch. It was 40-39. Vinny Schmidt again hitting a couple of free throws with 24 seconds to play to make it 42-39. Addison Belau hits a couple of late free throws with just 2 seconds to play And Hastings High wins it tonight by a score of 44-39. Hastings High got 20 points in the ball game tonight from Morgan Karloff, 11 from Sam Reimer, 9 points from Vinny Schmidt, 2 from Tanner Johnson, and 2 from Edison Bilal. The Tigers 8 out of 10 from the free throw line in the ball game tonight, unofficially 11 turnovers in the basketball game. Adams Central is led by David Bolin. He scores 22 in the game. He was the only man in double figures tonight for the Patriots. Tevin Anderson, he had 6. He fouled out with 3 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Garrett Sittner was held to 5 points tonight, 4 for Evan Lindblad, 1 for Kyler Warmstadt, and 1 for Sam Lindblad. The Patriots 7 out of 10 from the free throw line, unofficially 12 turnovers in the basketball game. So Adams Central loses to Hastings High tonight in boys play. Final score of 44-39. Stick around. We've got the players of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
Again, Adams Central, they win the girls game tonight, 59-51 over Hastings High. The Tigers pulling the trick in the nightcap, beating Adams Central by a score of 44-39. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Josie Bumgardner leads the way for Adams Central tonight. She scores 22 points in the ball game. Brittany Wiseman had 10. Alexis Grimmett had 10 points for AC. For Hastings High, had Sophia Pankratz score 16 points, and Libby Knappel had 12 to lead the Tiger attack. Meanwhile, for the Hastings High boys, they got 20 points tonight from Morgan Karloff, 11 from Sam Reimer. And for Adams Central, he had David Bolin scoring 22 for the Patriots. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Players the game in our doubleheader tonight. First of all, in the girls' game, Josie Bumgardner for Adams Central. She leads the Patriots in scoring tonight. Hit 5 2-point field goals and had 3 threes. Was also 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. And she scores 22 points at 12 in the first half, 10 more in the second half. Adams Central beats Hastings High in girls' play tonight, 59-51. And the player of the game in the boys' contest, Morgan Karloff for Hastings High, had the Tigers off to a great start tonight. Finishes with 17 points. Actually, 14 points in the first half, and then 6 more in the second half. He had 3 out of 4 free throws. He had a big 3-pointer with about 4.5 minutes to play to push the Tigers out to their lead there, a lead that they didn't relinquish down the stretch as Hastings High wins it tonight over Adams Central, 44-39. Morgan Karloff of Hastings High, Josie Bumgardner of Adams Central are players of the game tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Our post-game coverage continues with nothing but net. Now, let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
And Hastings High wins it tonight over Adams Central in boys high school basketball. Final score of 44-39. Assistant coach Mike Simmons is going to join us in the postgame. And coach, we're just talking. Those are fun games to do. I'm not so sure you guys have fun down there in sidelines, but that was a wild night tonight. Congratulations.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of coaches say that's what high school basketball is all about. When you have a good rivalry like we do in Hastings here, I mean, it's very fun. You don't hear very much as far as good things about when we play Adams Central and Hastings High plays. And to see a game like that, it was very enjoyable.
You guys raced out of the gates tonight. In fact, 13-3 at one point, led in the first quarter, led 17-8 after the first quarter. Talk about the start tonight.
Yeah, that's another great first start for us. I mean, we did that against our last two games, against Ground Northwest, and we did that against Gothenburg. And we come out to good starts. I mean, we really penetrate the basket well, and then kick it out. We get some hot shooting right away. Get on teams and set our mindset right away that we're gonna go at teams and we're not gonna play passive.
You guys then turned the ball over a couple of times in the second quarter, allowed maybe AC to sneak back into the contest. They got back to within one by halftime. Talk about the second quarter for you guys.
Yeah, that's another thing where it's a game of runs, where you know we win on ours, and Adams Central's going to answer. That's a very good basketball team. And when they're doing that, we can't allow them to get second-chance shots off of rebounds, and we can't turn the ball over. We can't come up empty. We need shots. We can get offensive rebounds. But when we go down and turn it over, we're not getting what we need to do.
AC actually had the lead after three quarters at 32-29, and then probably the critical point of the ball game was 35-34 with 4:28 to play. Morgan Karloff, Vinny Schmidt hit back-to-back trays to give you guys the lead of 40-37, and that's a lead he didn't give up. But those two guys hit two big shots there within, I think it was back-to-back possessions.
Yeah, I mean, there was a good looks. Vinny hit one off of an out-of-bounds play, I believe, and then Morgan came right back and hit another one at the top of the key, and we got the momentum on our side. The crowd was roaring, and our kids were just feeling it. I think, you know, through the year we've been in condition. We stayed with that run. And with our conditioning, we didn't get overhyped, and we stayed within, and were able to finish off the game.
Karloff finishes with 20 points in the ball game tonight. A sensational night for you guys.
Yeah, he did a pretty good job. He did exactly what we wanted to do as a team. He tried to get to the basket in the fourth quarter so we get to the free throw line. So we had some good penetration off our offense, which makes the defense collapse where we kicked it out. And we also, you know, got fouled and went to the free throw line.
Sam Reimer, he's in double figures as well, 11 points. He just does all the little things right out there, doesn't he?
He has been. Right? Lately, he's been playing some pretty good defense. He's a good passer, do-it-all kind of guy. And tonight, he really started to knock down his shot. Been struggling a little bit offensively. But when he started to feel it tonight, you know, he was on. And he knows when to take it, when to kick it, and when to screen. I thought he played pretty well tonight.
Vinny Schmidt is a guy who's been carrying you guys the past couple of ball games, but AC pretty well locked him down for a while tonight. He was in a lot of distress, I guess, defensively for you guys.
That's exactly right. I mean, as the first team, I think that we've seen that'll really try to be physical with them and get up, make him have to handle it, not feel comfortable handling the ball up top. And it was a good game plan by Adams Central to do that because it kind of got him out of maybe going a little faster than he wanted to go, got us into a little bit of trouble. But, you know, they did that to all of us, too. They'll get out and pressure us, and, you know, it's not something we see, you know, all the time, but, you know, it's something we got to work on a little bit. But all in all, I think our sureness with the ball at the end, you know, meeting every pass, being strong with it, and getting to the foul line, Vinny hit some good tough free throws there to I think, put us up by four. You know, that's what he's been doing the last couple of games.
Vinny Schmidt for you guys, and they got to David Bullen. There's a couple of freshmen we're gonna see around here for a while.
That's right. They're pretty good shooters. They invest time in basketball and play hard, and you know, they practice the shots to make them. And you know, they have to, both players there have to use their quickness because the strength's not quite there yet, and both of them do a very good job at it.
So Hastings High hitting some free throws down this stretch, and you're able to hang on to the victory tonight over Adams Central, 44-39. You guys have been kind of up and down as of late. Played pretty good against Grand Island Northwest, went out to the Gothenburg game here at home, and didn't play very well, as we talked with Lance before the ballgame. And tonight, this one was a fairly strong and solid ballgame for you.
It was. I mean, I think we played probably a little passive on Saturday against Gothenburg after a tough win on Friday against Grand Northwest. And I think our kids understand it after watching a little bit of film that we didn't attack as much as we should have. And tonight I thought we attacked a little bit more. And then, we thought we could get off the dribble and get to the paint and cause some problems for them, which we did.
And now you got a week off, and then you got another tough one next Tuesday. Oh, by the way, Kearney comes in.
Yeah, actually, we played Thursday against Beatrice.
Yep.
Both games will be tough. And
Beatrice is only ranked in the top two or three of Metro newspapers. That's going to be on Thursday, and then you come back with Kearney on Tuesday.
Right. Yeah. Beatrice is like 12-1, just lots in their finals of their conference tournament. Very, very good team. It's going to be it's going to be another battle for us. I mean, we can enjoy this one for a while, and when we get to practice tomorrow, we're game planning for Beatrice and what they do, and what they do things, whatever they do very well.
Okay, congratulations on the win. We'll see you again.
Thank you.
Yep, Mike Simmons, the assistant coach for Hastings High. Again, the Tigers knock off the Adams Central Patriots tonight here at the Tiger Gym by a score of 44-39. Hastings now 6-8 on the season, and will play Beatrice. We'll make that correction on Thursday night here at home. Beatrice currently 12-1 on the season. Then they've got Kearney a week from tonight here at home as well. So a couple of more home games coming up for the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings knocking off Adams Central tonight by a score of 44-39. We'll take a break. We'll be back right after this.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
So Hastings High knocks off Adams Central tonight in boys high school basketball here at the Tiger Gym by a score of 44-39. In the girls ball game, it was Adams Central beating the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 59-51. That'll do it from the Tiger Gym here tonight. My producer and engineer at the radio station, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.